Now, this may seem really intimidating if you've never built a home or if real estate is not your forte. This could take 1 to 2 years. In the United States right now, there are 76 million baby boomers. The number one dilemma for these baby boomers? Housing. That dilemma can be your opportunity. Welcome to the Assisted Living Network podcast, where you can discover how just one residential assisted living home could secure your financial future forever. Hey, it's Isabel from the Assisted Living Network. Have you ever wondered how long it takes to get a residential assisted living home up and running? Well, let's talk about it. There are 4 different timelines and preparation methods that we should cover here today so that you can understand what's actually involved and why it's taking as long as I'm saying it probably will. First, if you are going to lease a home to use for your residential assisted living home, this could take 3 to 6 months. We've had a lot of students who come in and they already have a business partner who owns the real estate. It's renovated. It is ready to go for assisted living. It's practically already licensed. And all they're going to do is lease the home from this preferred real estate provider. This takes them 3 to 6 months to make sure all the negotiations and contracts are up to date and ready to go. The pros of this is you probably don't have to do much physically to the property to get it ready for assisted living. They may already even have a license on the home, and so that would be a pro for you as well. But key points that you are going to need to consider, you will need to find all of your staffing, you're probably going to need to furnish the home, and you're going to need to start on marketing right away. When you're leasing a home, because the timeline's so short, 3 to 6 months, it doesn't give you a lot of time to build that momentum and to make those relationships. So your marketing has got to be all hands on deck, like boom, 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 right away. The second way to get started in residential assisted living and the other timeline I want to talk about is also a 3 to 6 month timeline. But it's not leasing a home, it's buying an existing business. If there's a residential assisted living home that's up and running in your area and it already has seniors in the home, it already has staff in the home, and they're looking to sell their business, maybe they've been in the business a long time and they want to get out and retire, or maybe they're just tired of doing this, or maybe there was a divorce or a death or whatever the case may be, whatever their reason to want to get out, you could possibly take advantage of this opportunity and buy their existing business and buy the real estate. We had a student, Tiffany, who came to our training in July, and she opened her care home in November because she went this exact method. You need to consider some key things. Which team members are staying, if any? Listen, they're all going to tell you that they want to stay and that they will stay, but reality is they may or may not. And so you need to be prepared to be replacing staff as needed. On one hand, because they may leave you. On the other hand, because they may no longer be a fit to work in the home because you're the new owner and you're probably going to do things differently than the last owner did. Number 2, does the license on the home transfer to the new owner? In some states it can, and in other states it won't. And so you need to know and understand that, because when someone's selling their business, selling the license with it could be a pro. It could also be a con, depending on the reputation of the business. So key points to consider: staffing, the license transfer, and then what updates do you want to make within the home? You may walk into the home and realize really quickly, man, this needs fresh, flooring, and it needs some paint on the walls. It needs new lighting, whatever the case is. If you could put in $25,000 or $50,000 worth of updates, you may be able to get an additional $1,000 or $2,000 from each of your residents. And that could really add to your bottom line. The third timeline we need to talk about is building from the ground up. Now, this may seem really intimidating if you've never built a home or if real estate is not your forte. This could take 1 to 2 years. We've had plenty of students who did this, including Brad and Angie out in Kansas. What you need to consider is, what are you adding to the home that no one else has? And what is your plan to stay on top of those contractors? You need to always budget for twice the time and twice the cost, because no matter what they tell you, it's probably going to be more and longer. Key points to consider: the timeline, the cost, and perfection. If you are going to be building a custom assisted living home from the ground up, it should be perfection. Whatever amazing thing that you can implement into the home, you're going to want to implement it, because this is a custom home perfectly suited for assisted living. I also want you to consider this. If you live in an area where you're allowed to have 10 residents or more, 10, 12, 14, 16, you probably want to consider building a custom home for this. I say this not to intimidate you. I say this because it's very difficult to find a 16-bedroom, 14-bathroom home on the market right now. And maybe we're able to find a 6,000 or 7,000 square foot home that you can renovate to become, you know, a 16, 14. But maybe we're not. And so building ground up, you can have the exact floor plan you want. You can have the exact amenities that you want. You want a hair salon, a spa, shower, an activities room, a library, a poker room, you name it, you can have it because it's custom built to suit for assisted living. So consider that. And the last timeline we need to consider is renovating a single family home to become an assisted living home. This typically takes 6 to 12 months, depending on how the home first started out. One of our students, Vincente, did this, and it took him just in that time frame, about 10 months to complete his project. Some things you need to consider if you're going to be converting a single family home. Would it be cheaper or easier to do a ground up build or buy an existing home? This is kind of that mix of the in-between of those, and so you really want to count your costs. Are you adding on 2,000 square feet? Well, you may want to do a ground up build then. Or are you just adding, you know, ramps and guardrails, handrails, things to keep it senior safe? You also want to consider how the neighbors are going to respond. When there's already an existing community living there, you may have a little bit more pushback. Now, we'll talk about in another episode how to get through HOAs and angry neighbors and all sorts of people who try to tell you you can't do this, because the reality is you can. You're totally allowed, and we'll talk about that later. But I want you to also consider, how are the neighbors going to respond when you're taking one of the homes in their single family neighborhood and turning it into a group home? When you're converting a single family home into a residential assisted living home, the key points you're going to want to remember is staffing, licensing, marketing. How are the neighbors going to respond? And is this the best use of your money? Is doing a ground up build better, or is buying an existing better? I know this is one of the most popular methods to get started in residential assisted living, but the reality is that in all four of these methods, preparation is key. You have to have a business plan. You really want to know how much capital you're going to be raising, how much capital you're going to need until you're up and running. And then you need to know what to look for when it comes to zoning, the rules and regulations of your city, county, state. Also, have you done your market research? You have to make sure it's in the prime location. You need to make those relationships to help you fill the beds, and you want your management in place. We have had students who've done all four methods, and they've opened gorgeous, beautiful, amazing residential assisted living homes that are helping seniors in their communities. We have staff who've done all four methods who are there to guide you through those steps. But I will say this. I've also had students who said, you know, I'm only going to do, you know, a ground up build. And they've waited and they've waited and they've waited. And now it's 2 years later because they haven't found the right lot, right? And they haven't figured out, you know, where they want to do it yet. And it's 2 years later. But their counterparts who were open and willing to do any one of the four methods are up and running and cash flowing and helping seniors already. So please, I beg you, do not pigeonhole yourself. Do not say, I'm only going to do this one method. I'm only going to lease a home. I'm only going to, you know, convert a single family home, because you are only limiting yourself and the cash flow you could be making and the seniors you could be serving. Now, I know the next question that everybody asks is, which one of these is the best? And the answer is, it depends. It depends on you. It depends on your background. It depends on your timelines, your wants and needs. But it also depends on the community you're looking into. States like California, Arizona, Florida, they may have a lot of these assisted living homes for sale. But when you go to Rhode Island or Kentucky or Wyoming, there may not be any options to purchase. And so that kind of eliminates one of your four options to getting started. No choice is right or wrong. It's a personal decision. But if you want to speed up any of these timelines or make sure that you are staying in that timeline, make sure that you get educated. Come to the Residential Assisted Living Academy. We will show you how to avoid mistakes and do this properly in an appropriate timeline. Thanks for listening to the Assisted Living Network.